sister, stand up.
While in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. This is the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo's doing the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah. Once again, it's on, man. It's Friday, 5/8/2020. I'm your host, Coach Ali, and we live inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. And we do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. I want to give a shout-out to my partner, man, DJ KC in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? We wrapping up this week. Hopefully, if everything goes well, I'm going to have my man, Don P. He going to crash the motherfucking Coach's Corner, you know what I mean, straight out of Oakland, and we're going to talk about his MJ Fadeaway single, and he got a single with Dwayne Wiggins called So Good, man, so we're going to chop it up with him, you know what I mean, catch up with him. I know he's always got something cracking, you know what I mean, so that's my man Don P. Official a little bit later on inside the hour of the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, and more, and of course, we're going to talk about this COVID-19. But it wouldn't be right if I didn't talk about the brother who got killed, man, Ahmed, man. You know what I'm saying? He was running. So we're going to talk about him, you know what I mean, and get that out the way. You know what I mean? It's going down inside the Coach's Corner, man. I got a bunch of brand new music for you, you know what I'm saying, this month. So y'all stay tuned. In the hip-hop news, E-40 is always staying relevant. Yes, he dropped another project. It's called The Curve Commentator. So, you know what I mean? We're going to check some of that out as well, man. Right about now, I got some more music, like I said, for y'all. So we're going to just sit back, relax, and blow some good shit, man. You know what I mean? Hey, this is my man, Jay Diggs. This one's called Without You. Feel me? Run a play.
Westbound Entertainment.
Go, Jay.
All that stressing, you gon' make me do the running man.
Running man.
The running man.
Running man.
Yeah, the running man.
Running man.
I'ma fuck around and hand you to another man.
Another
you
man.
Got a foul mouth and you like to show out. Your friend got in my business. I almost knocked the hoe out. Them bitches you be with, them some real faggots.
Real faggots.
You popping three a day, that's a pill habit.
Pill habit.
And drinking every night, that's some lush shit.
Not a problem.
You just can't get it right. What the fuck,
what
bitch?
The fuck, bitch?
You swear that I'm the nigga you can flip it for.
Am I?
That bitch trying to help, so what you tripping for?
Tripping.
Do I really break a bitch? Can you answer that?
Can you answer that?
So why you worry about who I'm snapping at?
Stupid.
You can hear it in my music. I'm a player, bitch.
I'm a player, bitch.
So you can do it moving with that square shit.
Thicker now.
Thick.
Go on, hit this wood and put that swisher down. She asking me to stay, but I don't stick around.
Stick around.
She hoping I smoke and then dick her down. I broke it to her raw, I told her finish line.
Over.
I hopped up in my car and let her finish crying.
Get her out.
She texting me emojis with the crying face.
Crying face.
I tear up out her place like I'm trying to race. I gotta do it moving when I tell a text. You stress a nigga out, plus you hella extra.
Hella extra.
I'm trying to give you game to get your bands up.
Get your bands up.
But you done made a nigga throw his hands up.
Done.
I'm on the flight getting right to the riches. And I ain't fucking with your friends cause I don't like them bitches. I'm headed to the league, I got a shot at the millions. So So hit a nigga up when you get out of your feelings.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. I'm your host, Coach Ali, and we calling plays. A little bit later on, hopefully I get my man, Don P, because he got a whole bunch of new shit we're going to chop it up with him about, you feel me? But right now, I got some more brand new exclusive music for you, you feel me? Brand motherfucking new, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's going down, man. Hey, right about now, this one is my partner, AWAX. This one's called Pressure. Brand new music, man. Run a play.
And it was just me, had nobody else, no way to touch. Jeez, when your back was up, you ain't do much for me. I fuck with you now, the way you fucked with me. Before I was up, I don't got no memories of playing catch with my dad. But my ops have said it's good, cause when we catch them, it's bad. I block out some of my past, it's too depressing and sad. I've been asking God how long he thinks this pressure will last. You saw me starving, now you never thought to throw me a bone. And don't offer me no blunts, I only smoke weed alone. It was a combination of environment, broken home. I always get this feeling like I'm somewhere I don't belong. All the pressure's adding up, sometimes I feel overwhelmed. And it don't matter where they put me at, I'm still gonna be down. Pray for my continued freedom every day with my health. Kicking lean, I'm in a battle every day with myself. Don't fake no love for me, I'll be able to see through the lies. If I ain't had this shit right here, I would just keep it inside. Sometimes I wait for responses when I'm speaking to God. It's been years, I'm on my dog, still like he recently died. How long for this pain gon' start to go away? Lost most of my dogs, my heart got broke that way. Put my trust in snakes, my heart got cold that way. I needed support from y'all and no one else. Just me, had nobody else, no ways to touch. Jeez, when your back was up, you ain't too much for me. I fuck with you now, the way you fuck with me. Before I was up, I don't got no memories of playing catch with my dad. I said it's good, cause when we catch them, it's bad. I block out some of my past, it's too depressing and sad. I've been asking God how long he think this pressure will last. Pay attention to you, baby, please, I can't afford to. I was facing life, I never seen you in a courtroom. When they let me go, I had parole, I ain't report to. You see me with money, not what I had to resort to. Something's cooking in the kitchen, but it isn't soulful. All this treachery, I swear that shit done took its toll for. I guess you related to me more when I was broke too. He just want the clout, so he gon' say my name on cold tools. Grew up in the trap, mama complaining about the in and out. Stoobie got the L, I wish his door, I thought I could get him out. Might still have some sanity left, had I took a different route. Hard to think I used to live this way by how I'm living now. They be too much on that selfish shit. Ran up on the plug to do the work, why ain't you sell the shit? She be bringing up all of them problems I can't help but with. In the pen when I catch up, that I really felt it. And it was just me, had nobody else, no way to touch. Jeez, when your back was up, you ain't too much for me. I fuck with you now, the way you fuck with me. Before I was up, I don't got no memories of playing catch with my dad. My ops have said it's good, cause when we catch them, it's bad. I block out some of my past, it's too depressing and sad. I've been asking God how long he think this pressure will last.
Yes, that's my partner right there, man. AWAX, man. You know what I'm talking about? AWAX Group. You know what I'm talking about? From Elm Street, Pyro. You know what it is, man. AWAX, man. That one's called Pressure. We're inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. And shout out to my man, Delinquent, in the building. You know what I'm saying? He's always fucking around with some shit. He said he got some blogs and magazine interviews coming up in a few days. So be on the lookout, man. Check out my man, Jimmy James Johnson, man. We're going to tap in with him in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell his introduction to the game. And you know what I'm saying? And, for sure. Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? We'll host, you know, do what we can. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so he said he got a gang of artists he gonna drop, and he want. Okay, yeah. Most definitely, Brody. You know what I mean? He just give me the emails or to the music, however we can do it, not host the shit out that motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? I scream, do whatever you want me to do. You feel me? It's going down. Shout out to my nigga Maul, man. You know what I'm talking about? Way back, knee high to a grasshopper, man. You know what I'm talking about? San Jose Court, man. Fairfield, California. You know what I'm talking about? Meadowlark, East Tabor. You feel me? In the building, man. My partner in the building, man. The health farm, you know what I mean? That's, bro, I got you. You know what I'm saying? That's what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, Coach, man. We just call them plays. X's and O's and execution. It's all on how you run them, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and right about now, I got some brand new music, man. This one by a dude named Marcel Ali. It's called Tacked Out. Let me know what y'all think about it. Run a play.
We boxed up, rolling up a pack of woods, but I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling hella good. We tacked out, we boxed up, rolling up a pack of woods, but I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling hella good.
Boxed up, rolling up a pack of woods. I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling good. I be on some woke shit, dope shit, I stroke shit. Baby on the same boat with me and some mo shit. Came to rip on how to get some mo shit, mo chips. So we can invest and take some mo trips. Granny told me if you beat the bitch, then you don't need the bitch. Keep no secrets, bitch. If we creepin' bitch, then we creepin' bitch. She love how we barely ever speak and shit. All body language, what's the point if I can reach you, bitch? Ask me for your pass, it's a two-hit kick. The word weed isn't weed, but we ain't smoking my shit.
We tacked out, we boxed up, rolling up a pack of woods, but I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling hella good. We tacked out, we boxed up, rolling up a pack of woods, but I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling hella good.
Hitting on a woman, little boy, you the real bitch. I been getting money, only broke nigga steal shit. Ay, I'ma get the money, I'ma muscle up. I bust with that 45, better than that 9. Ay, I'ma let it go, how it come. I'm the one that be banging like some drums. I ain't ever been dumb. Live, love, laugh, have fun. I'm a king, she a queen. We be running up these funds. Not the same pin money, but it's all on a bitch. We be running through these chips like a nigga stay lit. Rolling backwards, raw papers with a crutch. No switches all allowed in this session. What the fuck?
We tacked out, we boxed up, rolling up a pack of wood, but I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling hella good. We tacked out, we boxed up, rolling up a pack of wood, but I don't give a fuck how you feel, cause I'm feeling hella good. We tacked out, we boxed up, rolling up.
Hella motherfucking man. Hey, that's my man. That's my little dude right there, man. My firstborn, man. Marcel Ali. You feel me? That's right. Marcel Ali. That one's called Tacked Out. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop live interviews, brand new music and more. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sometimes maybe 11:08, 11:10, in case I gotta go get some woods or something. You feel me? It's going down, man. Hey, you know, some disturbing shit has transpired in the last, you know, 15, 16 days, man. You know what I'm saying? Back in February, I mean, yeah, back at the end of March. There it was, February, March, April, May, June. Shit, I don't even know. Back in April, man. You know what I'm saying? A dude named Ahmed Arbery was jogging in Glenn County, Georgia. This is back in February. Feel me? And if y'all ain't heard about this or seen the post on this shit, slap your motherfucking self. Slap somebody next to you if you ain't heard about this, man. And then if you ain't heard about it, you probably need to clear the motherfucking earwax out your ears. Take your hands out your ears. So you can hear it. Maybe you don't want to hear it. You feel me? Maybe you support the two motherfuckers who did this. But I kind of spoke on it briefly. But the brother was jogging. And, you know, in his neighborhood where he lived. And two gentlemen just assumed, you know what I'm saying, that he was a burglar. Now, according to the video that I saw, the dude wasn't carrying nothing. You feel me? He didn't have, like, most burglars got a backpack. They done got some shit that they done stole from a motherfucking neighborhood, right? This nigga had on some sweats. It looked like some jogging pants or something, man. And he was stalked, hunted, and shot dead in the streets. Then the two motherfuckers who did it was not arrested. And they just got arrested yesterday. But from April 23rd until May 7th, I mean, like 10, 15 days where these motherfuckers was walking around feeling like they got away with some shit. You know what I'm saying? And so they got arrested. You know what I'm saying? But the only, and I got to agree with my brother Ansel Muhammad on this one. The only reason why that they got arrested is because we were saying something about it and sharing it and motherfuckers were starting to protest. You notice, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist and shit like that. I just state my opinions. You know what I'm saying? This is opinionated radio and things of that nature. But let's rewind real quick. Let's rewind what was going on down south, right? Around the same time, right before the COVID shit, I believe there was another brother that was innocent that was on death row that the United States of America, that's no COVID cough, that's these backwoods. All right, so that the United States of America assassinated, you know what I'm saying, because he was on death row. And it turns out that, you know, the governor didn't want him to do a state of execution. Now, niggas was about to go riot about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? When I say the word nigga, I mean never ignorant getting goals accomplished. So brothers and sisters was about to go out and riot. Next day, all of a sudden, it was a pandemic and everything. You know, it just took, it swept the news and all the media outlets just pumping this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it is to keep us distracted, people. You know what I'm saying? Like my man Delink was saying, we have and we are under attack. People of color has always been under attack, man, since the beginning of this country. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that this is a bad country. Just recognize where the fuck you live and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? They don't like us, never had like us, so stop trying to fit in. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I'm not saying, you know, it's good to segregate them, but quarantine has done a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers had time to think and look up some shit and get to know yourself. So, you know, out of that, that's all I need to say. I think we need to do more than protest. I think, you know, these two motherfuckers who did that should be publicly executed. That's my personal opinion. If they publicly execute these motherfuckers, bro, maybe some other motherfuckers who think like them might take a little bit of time and think a little longer before they act out some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I got to agree with Yuck Mouth on this, too. Negroes have been too passive for 260 years. Straight up. I'm not saying go outside today and just, you know, knock out or knock down somebody who don't look like you. But at the same time, don't be afraid to call a motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? When they wrong, it's two left shoes. Let them know they wrong as two left shoes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we gotta stop looking at the other brothers and sisters when they going through some bullshit like, well, that's just his problem. No, it's our problem. You know what I'm saying? Because, no, the shit didn't happen to me, but I'm affected by it because I'm an African-American, straight up. You know what I'm saying? I got African-American young men that I raised in my house that come from my loins. You feel me? And it wouldn't be no motherfucking coach's corner no more if that shit happened to my kids, bruh, or my mama. You know what I'm saying? No, it wouldn't be a chess move, my nigga. I'm going straight checkers. You feel me? If something happened to my kids like that, this United States Army veteran is going to use all the skills that the United States Army trained me to do if some bullshit like that happened to my kids on my mama. That's all I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know else how other way to react. How else are some motherfuckers supposed to react? For too long, we've been just turning and saying, well, you know, well, Lord, you know, good Lord. Look, the good Lord ain't got nothing to do with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? The good Lord should give you enough wisdom and understanding to not allow this shit to keep happening. That's what I want to know with some of you religious motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always want to throw God or, you know what I'm saying, in the way of some bullshit. Well, you know, yeah, we do know, and we know God works in mysterious ways, but when you're going to allow the God to manifest inside of you and you take some action for yourself so you can get respect to God, that's all I'm saying. Hello, if I'm going too fast, y'all listening too slow, man. Let me know what y'all think, man. Hit me up on the IG live. You know what I'm saying? And it just ain't about black people. It's about browns and poor people in general. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers think they can bully poor people. You feel me? Blacks and browns have always been the first ones that they use as an example. You know what I mean? When we gonna stop this shit? You know what I mean? When we gonna not allow this shit to happen? You know what I'm saying? And yes, sir, we definitely got to act, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to put people in power. We need more black police officers. We need more black congressmen. We need more black lawyers, more black mayors. Negroes. Hello. Hey, my niggas. My niggas, listen. We don't need no more rappers, no more producers. We don't need no more radio show hosts and shit like that. We got enough. You feel me? We don't need that. You know what I'm saying? We need some economic power. We need some economic teachers. We need some economic advisors. You feel me? We need our people to do what we're supposed to do to be accountable for ourselves in that manner. But we don't need no more artists. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Unless you're talking about some good shit, man. And then if you are an artist and you got some money, man, why don't you contribute it to your community? You know what I'm saying? In a positive way. So that the young brothers on the street can say, wait a minute, I don't have to be a rapper. Maybe I can take this money and get a computer degree, a science degree, or some shit like that. And you know what I mean? Each one can teach one. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Because they killing rappers and they killing Negroes. Left and right. You know what I'm saying? That's going down, man. Hey, but that's my rant, my thoughts of that, man. Come back to me and let me know. You know what I'm saying? I got some more music for y'all inside the Coach's Corner, man. You know what I mean? Y'all like, this nigga be speaking some positive shit, then play the most gangster. Hey, because I'm like Malcolm X, man. When a gangster becomes intelligent, that's when you have a problem, man. Hey, with that being said, man, I got some more music. This is Joe Moses, really out here. Run a play. Whoa.
I mean, I only speak facts. How about they mad at me?
Nobody don't like it.
Second Street 50s, I still hang with all clappers. KC and Madden, full board in my bastard. I was in the field, I don't hang with no rappers. Got a shout out to the Atlantic, now I own my own master. I'm really who I say, I'm really him, I'm really active. Yellow tape fanatics, kick doors and chain snatches. I was Lil Joe, niggas know a known savage. 4, 5s, and 9s, bet them peoples won't catch it. Bitch, I'm back at it before I start, it's Free Beezy. I was in the A's with Baby Tanic and Lil Weezy. Deuce line bang and punch, we make it look easy. Shout out to Peasy in the West with Jay Weezy. Streets say I'm less known felon from my section. Snitch nigga K, if you hang with him, you gon' catch him. Still a young nigga, but got stripes like a veteran. Bounty blood banging, April roll with the extra. Marks making threats, what you think we ain't strapped? If I'm Wheelbone, said WAP, just kick back. We three a gangster suspect to shoot packs. FHN for real, V that and B hat. Last nigga play, he ate shells and C-Max. Niggas talking music, not me, I speak facts. Snap said fuck it and we don't believe that. Flag said bucket, we ain't beefing on no apps. Hood on my back, war tats and hood story. Political shooters, no Yeezus, no glory. I was in the lanes, it's notorious. Hair on for sale, was under 40, then shoot it, Robert Ory. Portland fuck with me, then I slide back to Oakland. Frisco be yanking, Sacramento with the homies. 2 months from 92nd Street, that's my Kobe. Free chili with the Rollie, Eminem, he bang rolling. A lot of niggas owe me what I've done on my lonely. Homies call me Whopper, all the bitches call me Joey. Sell a lot of white and the Louis, go snowing. Yellow in my cup, mixed up Molly with the Poet. I'm really out here, two strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga case, stay active and keep westing. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. I'm really out here, two strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga case, stay active and keep westing. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. Homies ain't homies, niggas changing, you ain't Brody. Back in 05, I was really going donkey. Prayed on my kids, then I went and had Joey. Birds like I'm golden, hustle with the motive. I was once down, niggas clown, they all watching. Same niggas shitted on the squad, they back calling. Same bitches fucking on the ops, they back opping. Never fell off on the gang, we still popping. G said, kid, get the money, it bring power. Then I put the stick in the broom, we back mopping. Crestacean deals, mix the noodles with the lobster. A fan of the K, I ain't doing no boxing. I was fucking Hollywood hoes when they had toxic. Really had Future in the set, around flocker. Fucked a couple police bitches, then hit doctors. Better be careful, bet I know Shanika watching. 30 unwatches, what's a goon to a goblin? Batman a bitch on my side, I keep robbing. Houston with the ties, JR and Jazz mobbing. Keep talking tough, turn your head into an omelet. Every time I nut, she keep knobbing. Say yeah to violence, keep silence. To all my shooters, stay private. 502, yeah, my youngest be the lobby. Deuce line bangers, kick doors and on conniver. I'm really out here, two strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga case, stay active and keep westing. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. I'm really out here, two strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga case, stay active and keep westing. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. Fact. We ain't do no internet, nothing, nigga. And it ain't got a problem with the WAP, nigga. No internet, nothing, nigga. Just do what you say you gonna do, nigga. Stop talking tough, nigga. All you niggas hoes, for real, you really wanna know. We ain't changing for no motherfucking money, nigga. Nigga. I ain't fucking with no ye-ass niggas that's doing ye-ass shit, nigga. 2020, we on you niggas. That's on my mama. WAP.
Brand new Joe Moses right there, really out here. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. I'm your host, Coach Ali. We call them plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them. Yes, that is a banger. That was Joe Moses, really out here, man. Yeah, I'm still talking about this Ahmed, you know, situation, man. I got a question to the Negroes. Why us as a people, we as a people seek approval, you know what I'm saying, when we should just make shit happen, you know what I mean? If God tells us, move on with God, say, man. But we always seek approval, man, you know what I mean? That's the bullshit. They never going to give us approval, especially they not in our circle. They don't understand where we coming from. They're not gonna see it through. So, you know what I mean? Let's not seek other people's approval. That's not in our own camps, man. Let's get our shit together, us as a people. You know what I mean? That way we can represent ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to MMT Clothing 707 in the building. You know what I'm talking about? It's going down, man. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody in that 707, man. Some in that water, man. Y'all entrepreneurs, you know, innovators, motivators. You know what I mean? Clothing store lines and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's dope. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody from Fairfield, Vallejo, Vacaville. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. Yes. I see you. Willa Hef, what's going on with your boy? Yeah, man. We talking about this brother who got knocked down, man, by these two, you know what I'm saying, individuals. And again, I believe they should be publicly executed, man. You know what I'm talking about? Not shot with no gun, no guillotine. I think a slow death, you know what I'm saying, live on national news, you know what I'm saying, on every multi-television outlet, HBO, Showtime, CNN, Fox, CNBC, you name it. They should execute these two motherfuckers and let the country know we don't tolerate terrorism like that. That was homeland terrorism. They should be charged with not only murder and first and second degree murder, bodily harm and all that bullshit, but you know what I mean? They need to be charged as terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some other like-minded thinking motherfuckers like them will get the hint that America don't tolerate it. But if America don't discipline these dudes, it just shows that America actually deep down, you know what I'm saying, kind of supports this shit. And that's not what we want. You know what I mean? We want to believe that, you know, America is equal and all the shit. But history has proven it never liked the Negro. You know what I mean? So, Negroes, stop rapping. Get a motherfucking job. Create a job. You know what I'm saying? Don't just go get a job and work for somebody else, but create a job and hire somebody that look like you. You feel me? I know it's hard. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard, but that's what work is about. Work is supposed to be hard. It wouldn't be called work if it was fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? And then you wouldn't have no benefit if it was easy. You know what I'm saying? There's a benefit that comes when you work. So, you know what I mean? Hey, we got to rethink, Negroes. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying, man. We got to think more like an entrepreneur, like a businessman. You know what I mean? Stop taking shit so personal. Anyway, this is my man MC8, brand new music. You know what I'm saying? This one's called Once Upon a Time. That's what I remember. Once upon a time when niggas had morals and standards and shit. I'm going to play.
Yeah.
I said once upon a time.
Blue stamp official.
Y'all heard?
And while I'm moving through traffic, cruising down the street, blue magic. Got my mind in the spell. You keeping the sucker free, low. I can't tell. Niggas selling they soul now. What's next? Killing the tape like Memrex. Damn. After the paper and them signed checks. Chill. 211 for the Rolex. And we ain't here to break for pieces. It's money for the block or the rap releases. Something you really hate. You can hate me now, but I'm hard to paint. Rock this funky joint and I'm righteous. I teach a little bit, but they still don't like us. Jello, I bang the hood rhymes. Whole scenery reminded me of good times.
Chill, chill.
Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo. Yo,
chill.
Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo. Yo,
chill, chill.
Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo. Yo, here come 5-0.
Chill,
yo. Big L's on the nigga low, smoke this. Shot my nigga died with a clutch fist. Dead man walk, one's looking, no talk. Nigga caught a body, the body a closed coffin. That shit happened often, mind turning and tossing. Go ahead with your flossing, in the end you lost it.
You lost it.
Nigga no lie, red dot creep up on your chair for sure shot. New niggas in your spot, quickly replace it. Another time, another place. Race against the clock. Gotta get yours. Why the fuck not?
Chill.
Gotta get yours. Gunshot so evident. Good weed, smoke, street element. Maybe sell it shit, and that's automatic. Money on my mind, so we fucking at it.
Chill.
Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo.
Chill.
Yo. I said, once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo. Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo. Yo, here come 5-0.
Yo, chill, chill, chill.
And that's Blue Stamp Official. Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo.
Beat him down, low.
Once upon a time in the neighborhood, yo.
Chill.
Ride. Once upon a time in the neighborhood,
yo. Get you a taste of that.
Yo, here come 5-0.
it. A G out. G out.
That brand new MCN right there, you know what I'm talking about? Once Upon a Time, Blue Stamp, you know what I mean? Approval, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali. We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. And this is where you can hear brand new music like that. Speaking of brand new music, man, Uncle Earl, E-40. E-40 got a brand new album out, a brand new project. It's called The Curb Commentator. You feel me? It's out right now. Go fetch it on all streaming sites. This one is called Smelling Like a Brick, featuring Be Legit. This one is E-40 off that brand new project, man. You heard it here first, man. You know what it is. Smelling Like a Brick. Run a play. Yee!
Came in with a whole lot of money. Fuck up in this motherfucker lit. I fresh up off the motherfucking block. Probably still smelling like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick.
I lit the block, I pounded the pavement. Mm-hmm. I had more birdies than the Falcons and Ravens. Mm-hmm. A brick is my fragrance, used to keep them in basements. Mm-hmm. Cook up the candy in a pot or a mason. Mm-hmm. Jars full of residue, that Fred Flintstone, that Yabba do. Mm. Break down the Yola, the same color as Crazy Glue. Mm. Them folks didn't notice me, I was sneaky and smart. I wore these glasses to look like a square and drove a Dodge Dart. My connection with Spanish showed me love when I copped. Used to meet me at Pilot or Flying J's truck stop. When I sit in the barber chair, thumper under my apron. When you having your slices, you know these suckers behave. Exclusive game is the shit. My custom outfits be lit.
Uh-huh.
My watch costs $100, done by Iceman Nick.
Done right.
I sip Prosecco. Fuck with edibles. Smoke CBD and THC. Medi-Cal.
Came in with a whole lot of money. Fuck up in this motherfucker lit. I fresh up off the motherfucking block. Probably still smelling like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick.
Bellin', I be bellin' through my hood. Cuddy on them gold ones, got that gelin' in my wood. Time to get the bag, hit the block and snatch the chef. I sell his 10 hole, let him wound, wop the rest. Text my bottom bitch, told that hoe we having company. She know that mean we cookin', so nobody at her aunties. Old school niggas still rockin' out the gumbo. Draco, it's a rustin', so you know them bullets tumble. Started out in Humboldt, swappin' out for snowcap. Plays with them bogeys in them AJs, no cap. 100 on the buyout, another on the arm. Hit me on the signal, we gon' meet up at the farm. Miss me with that swag bag, bruh, we don't do that. Triple A's only, little homies run through that. Ever see the king, you can spot him by his two straps. Smelling like a brick, moving shit for them blue racks. True facts.
Came in with a whole lot of money. Fuck up in this motherfucker lit. I fresh up off the motherfucking block. Probably still smelling like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick.
One day, I might buy me a Five Guys, a Whataburger, or a Kentucky Fried. Chicken, I'm having my chicken now that I mentioned. Right now, I'ma need y'all undivided attention. I get what I want, you get what you can afford. When I'm in a virtual meeting, I sit on the board. I'm half in my capital, venture capital. I ain't local, I'm global, ho, international.
I do what I wanna do, smoke what I wanna smoke, practice social distancing. I don't really fuck with folks, start the boy with solid. He pillow talking, sucker stroke, markers over, baby. Everybody they mama know, I was playing dominoes and it was on me. Yeah, 40 had that rocket on him, 223. Yeah, never out of pocket, don't believe what you see. Boy, it's fire in that hole and never fucking with me.
Yeah. Brand new music right there. You know what I'm talking about? E40, Be Legit, Smelling Like a Brick, Curb Commentator, out right now on all streaming platforms, man. Go fetch it. You know what I mean? You know Uncle Earl, he always come with a slap. You feel me? Straight the fuck up, man. You know what I mean? Go fetch that so quick, so fast, man. Hey, while I'm talking, I'm going to give y'all a COVID-19 update. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, you know, they got mixed feelings on this shit, man. And I understand why, you know what I mean? Until it affects somebody personally to you, you know what I mean? Or until they infect somebody personally to you, then it won't affect you in that matter. You know what I'm talking about? But as of right now, you know what I'm talking about? In the United States of America, we got 1.2 million, so it's 1,290,000 people. That's what it is. 1,290,000 people. 175,000 have recovered. You know what I mean? And there's 76,000 deaths so far, man. In the state of California, they got 60,000 people with 2,500 deaths, man. And in Kern County, where I'm at, 1,133 people. 600, they have it. That's confirmed. And 674 recovered and 13 deaths, man. So, you know what I mean? Just be safe, man. You know what I mean? They fucking with genetics. They modifying food and shit, man. Be careful what you eat. Be careful what you touch. Be careful what you smoke, man. Don't smoke with a lot of people, man. You know, practice social distancing, like Be Legit say. Don't fuck with a lot of people, man. That's all right. You know what I mean? That's quite all right. Also, again, man, we need to put on social media, we should demand that those two dudes be publicly executed, man. You know what I mean? Straight up. America needs to send a message to other Americans that this shit is not tolerated. You know what I mean? When I think about it, you know, when you look at the Just Us system, because it's just us being worked in a system, right? You know, when people who look like myself commit a crime, we always get in the maximum. You know what I mean? They change the laws. Look, they can charge gangbangers with terrorism now. You know what I'm saying? When niggas was in a gang, they created a gang enhancement law. You know what I mean? For Negroes and Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? People of color. I think the same thing should be done with this situation, man. We need to create a law. We need to write laws. That's why we need more African Americans in places of power. You know what I mean? More Mexican Americans in places of power so we can write the laws to protect people like ourselves. You know what I mean? I mean, we just want, you know, equal playing field. That's it. You know what I mean? But I do believe that this thing is a distraction and it's to get a reaction, to get us, you know, out our houses. You know what I'm saying? Outside protesting during this quarantine so they can enact a martial law. You know what I mean? So they can lock us all up in the big groups. You feel me? Hey, man, I believe in the Second Amendment. Go do that. That's something that shouldn't be talked about. It's something that should be practiced. You know what I mean? That should be handed down to your children. You know what I mean? Exercise your rights. That's all I'm saying. But again, on these two devils, you know what I'm saying? They need to be publicly executed, bro. You know what I mean? That way people will know straight up. You know what I mean? So they need to be charged as terrorists, one, along with all the other charges. Then they need to be publicly executed, bro. So that way it sends a message to other Americans. You know what I mean? But when they slap them on the wrist, the other Americans be like, oh, that's all? That's all they got? You got to think about the criminal mind. It's a criminal mindset. You know what I'm saying? If they break it down psychologically when they prosecute Negroes, right, it's a criminal mindset. So niggas is sitting in jail. A motherfucker robbed a bank. Only gets a year. The other motherfuckers done stole. They done went in the motherfucking 7-Eleven and got 10 years, right? He like, damn, maybe I should rob a bank. So when these motherfucking so-called Americans, these homeland terrorists, go around stalking and killing African Americans, you feel me? They should be charged as such. You feel me? Send a message, bruh. You know what I mean? That's my protest on the shit. They need to be publicly executed and there should be a message sent. Straight up, man. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, man. Your home of independent hip hop, live interviews, brand new music and more. I'm Coach Ali, man. I'm just, you know, speaking my opinion, man, because it's America. You can do that, man. You know what I mean? That's what we doing, man. You know what I mean? But they need to publicly execute the motherfuckers straight up. You know what I mean? Charge them as terrorists. You know what I mean? And it is a criminal mindset. So they need to change that. Y'all want to change the criminal mindset? Stop letting motherfuckers get away with murder. Literally. In jails. You know what I'm saying? When Sandra Bland got killed in prison. You feel me? That whole county, that whole sheriff, that whole department should have been, you know what I mean, charged in some kind of criminal manner. You feel me? But when you slap them on the wrist, give them 6 weeks paid vacation leave, police be like, fuck it, we just kill more niggas. Bro, telling you. Anyway, this is my man Don P, man. He got a single with Dwayne Wiggins. You feel me? Yeah, this is all the way Oakland right here. This one is so good, man. This is for the summertime, for the ladies. The drop top, you know what I'm talking about? It's coming, man. You know what it is. Run a play. I had to lighten it up, man. I thought I was getting too dark. What you think? Ha ha.
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think she's 10. Hey, Wayne, what you think? Huh? What you think?
Baby, hop up in this low rider. Let's take this Hennessy and this Moe, mix it with this apple cider. Already twisted up the drove, girl, just pass the lighter. No matter how high you could go, I'm trying to take you higher. That's high. Girl, your body's fire. Uh-huh. You need that good thug love. Let me be the supplier. Whatever you desire, I'ma take you there. We're just to stay, I could change the atmosphere in your underwear. Baby girl, I swear. If you let me hit it, you can write it in your journal. I was the best that did it. With that front and back, got you loving that. Since you're home with my name tatted on your cat.
Hello, 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 hello!
There's a party in here. Hey! Hey, everybody in here?
Just follow.
Oh!
Oh!
Into my world, I got a lot to show you.
Yeah.
I just wanna hold you, girl. I ain't trying to control you.
Girl.
I just wanna get to know you, let you walk with a soldier. Lay your head on my shoulder, I make you wish it was never over. Lobster and shrimp, walk on the beach. Put it on you so good, I had you talking in your sleep. Had you telling your girls how I rocked your world. It's a shame you fix your hair, cause we sweated out your curls. I take you around the world in just one night. But if it's going down, girl, it gotta go down tonight. I got a 7:30 flight, got a show in Mexico. So if you ready to roll, little mama, let me know. I had a valet pull up the whip. And you can tell who you came with, you bout to dip. And let me take you on a trip down fantasy lane. We making freaky sex faces and you yelling my name.
I don't wanna rush you. I gotta admit it. Though you look so good, I just wanna hit it.
One time, baby.
I don't wanna rush you.
Yeah, that's a summertime anthem right there, man. So good, man. Dom P, man. Dom Player, straight out of Oakland, featuring Dwayne Wiggins, man. Run that one up, man. That's a good vibe right there on this Friday, man. It's going down inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali. We call him plays, X's and O's, execution. It's all on how you run them. You know what I mean? It's going down. The date is 5/8/2020, man. My time is almost up, man. I just want to say put God first, your family second, and everything else shall follow, man. They should create a Ahmed Aubrey bill, you know what I mean, or Ahmed Aubrey law when a motherfucker stalks, you know, a person of another race and assassinates him like those two gentlemen did. You feel me? You know, those gentlemen should be charged as terrorists. You know what I mean? Straight up, man. That's publicly executed, bro. You know what I mean? I serve this country, man. And that's the most unpatriotic thing, you know what I'm saying, I've seen in a long time, you know what I mean? And this shit, you know, shout out to all my Caucasian, you know what I mean, partners, you know what I'm saying, who don't agree with shit like that, man, who really speak out, you know what I'm saying, and do their part, you know what I mean, to say, hey, that's not us, we don't think like that, we not with that, you know what I mean? And I wish it was more, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? But that's with anything, you know what I mean? When you got a group of people, you know what I'm saying, and then you got half of that group or a part of that group that's really negative, you know what I'm saying, or you wish you had more of the positive, you know what I mean? So shout out to all my Caucasian brothers, you know what I'm saying, all my white niggas, you feel me? And I mean that sincerely with all the love in my heart, you know what I mean? They know what I mean, you know what I mean? You know, because it ain't... Race really ain't the issue, you know what I'm saying? It's a culture thing, and culture is basically a bunch of habits on what you do. So motherfuckers need to change their way of thinking and change some of their habits. Maybe some of their cultures will change. You feel me? So, you know, culture has changed due to COVID-19. You know what I'm saying? 3 months ago, 6 months ago, the culture was you couldn't walk in the store with a mask on. You couldn't walk in the bank with a mask on. Now the culture has changed because of something negative, you know what I'm saying, to where that's for the positive in order for us to be safe. Now we're allowed to wear masks and shit like that. So, you know, if there was the opposite of the negative, man. So shout out to everybody that's down with the Coach's Corner, man. I'll see y'all, you know what I'm saying, next Monday, this coming Monday, man. Put God first, your family second, and everything else shall follow, man. Hey, this is some brand new music from Richie Rich off the Grow Room album. You know what I'm saying? Featuring SIBO. This one's titled Smoke. Run and play.
The mechanics. I just wanna wake up, roll up, miss you with that bullshit, hold up, can I just enjoy my little waking day, let's talk about that bullshit another day, hell I paved the way and made a way, Mr. Block like I gotta stay away, just put that new Lambo on layaway, hell I just wanna hit the weed and fade away, I just lost some work on the interstate, you gonna be a jerk about it dinner date. Girl, you got me fucked up in so many ways. You love to blow my dough, but don't have any plays. You need to get a job down at AutoZone. Quit smoking up my gelato zone. Leave a real nigga like me alone. Motherfuck you and that bullshit you on. I'm trying to smoke.
Everything in my life revolves around smoke. I went from smoking it, to selling it, to growing it, so I can never go broke. So I can never go broke.
Rich, I feel you, my bitch was on that shit too. But I had to tell her, look, pick or choose, win or lose. See, she seen me go from Chucks to Gator tennis shoes. Seen the Chevy go to the Sixers from them 22s. But I can't lie, I used to check the bus the first move. Had my stash at her mama's house with a couple birds too. So I understand sometimes when she flexing, tripping, pressing the line. I'm addicted to this grind, influenced for crime, losing my mind. So I'm smoking heavy, hand on my nine. Only mission is money, fuck the world with me one time. See the proofs in the pudding, talking race off the runway. Feds hit, got to live paid for the one way. I'm just trying to win, in the end with like 4 or 5 M's. With a chance to the pin under 10, and I swear not to sin. Point fingers at my men, just to knock a few years off, to try this shit again, nigga.
Everything in my life revolves around smoke. I went from smoking it to selling it to growing it so I can never go broke. So I can never go broke.
I remember dreaming of moving weight. While my niggas ate, I had a struggle play. Some learned early, but I was late. Made a promise to myself I'd never hate. Tired of waiting for it, so I took a turn. Slipped and fell a few times, but you live and learn. Keep your axles greased, they'll never squeak. Pressure tested, I'll never leak. Blew the weed, moved the weed. Got the game from Young Lee and grew the weed. Old school coke boy, I was new to weed. Met a nigga from the D who ran through the weed. Made 1 or 2 mil, but I was new to threes. Niggas still wanted coke, but I was through with D. Still lied to the bitch, but I was true to tree. Until the feds hit the crib, and that was through for me. Dang, dang.
Everything in my life revolves around smoke. I went from smoking it to selling it to growing it so I can never go broke.